Copenhagen Airport set for another record-breaking year. Copenhagen Airport is on target for another record-breaking year after handling an all-time high of 9.9 million passengers this summer. The total, accommodated during the three summer months of June, July, and August, was 3% more than the corresponding period in 2025 in what turned out to be the busiest year in its history for passenger traffic. We have never had more summer travelers in the airport's history. The terminals have been buzzing with holidaymakers from the early hours of the morning until late in the evening, enthused the airport's chief commercial officer, Peter Krogsgaard. With more than 100,000 passengers on most days, it is equivalent to hosting a Roskilde festival every single day throughout the summer. We prepared thoroughly, and the vast majority of our guests have enjoyed a smooth journey through the airport during the summer. Spain remained the favorite destination. Many of this summer's travelers headed for Southern Europe. As in previous years, Spain was the most popular holiday destination, with 789,000 passengers traveling on routes between Copenhagen and Spain in June, July, and August. This is 3% more than last summer. Even stronger growth was seen on routes to and from Italy. During the three summer months, a total of 714,000 passengers traveled between Denmark and destinations in Italy, representing an increase of 10% compared with last year. Spain and Italy are clear favorites among the many Danes and southern Swedes flying from Copenhagen for their summer holidays, noted Krogsgaard. And GT, during the three summer months, 2.9 million passengers traveled on routes between Denmark and the five most popular countries in the Mediterranean region: Spain, 789,000 passengers; Italy, 714,000; France, 484,000; Greece, 456,000; and Turkey, 427,000. Most passengers at Copenhagen Airport, around 8 out of 10, travel within Europe. However, interest in long-haul travel continues to grow. During the summer months, 1.5 million passengers traveled to and from Copenhagen on long-haul flights. This accounted for 12% of all travelers during the period and represented growth of 5% compared with the previous year. Growth on long-haul routes has been driven in particular by Asia, where new routes to Ho Chi Minh City and Seoul have been launched, and airlines have added more departures on routes to Tokyo, Shanghai, and Beijing. We are very pleased with the new direct connections to both Vietnam and South Korea. More generally, routes to Asia are performing very well, and we expect strong demand to continue throughout the winter, when Asia is especially popular, added Krogsgaard. For the record, during the summer months, there were 37 long-haul routes from Copenhagen to destinations in Asia, Africa, the Middle East, and North America.